Perhaps you had someone teach you how to ride a bike. When they teach you how to ride a bike, it's a process. Can't just wake up one day and ride a bike, although maybe there are those like that. But chances are they've had a lot of practice in advance before being able to properly ride a two-wheeler. Sometimes the pattern is the younger child, maybe they're riding those larger plastic types of bikes or vehicles or carts, whatever the case may be, and they kind of get the hang of what it means to pedal. And then eventually you try them out and they're riding a bike that has a two-wheeler. But of course, it needs to have attached to it those training wheels. And at some point in time when the child's ready, remove those training wheels and give them that sense of independence. They fall, they might scrape their feet and legs, sometimes perhaps puff in frustration and stomp back home after tipping over for the fifth time in five tries. But nonetheless, you know that's the way they need to learn. And so that's the case with the Jewish people in our parsha this week. In the beginning, the first war that Bnei Israel encountered, the Torah tells us that the Jewish people will not even engage in warfare. Hashem yilachem lachem v'atem tacharishun. God will be the provider. God will provide for us the salvation to be sufficient. However, the Torah parsha ends with the Jewish people playing a much larger role in the world battle against Amalek. They have to yield the sword to defeat the enemy. Clearly, there's some miraculous battles that took place, but ultimately, these two encounters, the parsha begins with the Jewish people passively watching God himself destroy the Egyptians, and concluding with Jewish people playing an active role. And in the middle, we know we have the man that falls from the sky, and we have the water. The lack of water, the water gets sweetened, and the second time, the water actually comes from a mountain that we will be introduced to next week and refer to that mountain, of course, as Har Sinai. The Jewish people in our parsha this week go through those very same stages, because how do you take a nation? How do you take a people that were slaves, that were babies, that were infants, and turn them into a nation that are willing and able and realize that they have this incredible opportunity to become this nation, God's nation? That is not an easy transition. And so the process begins. God will fight the war as you watch and you be passive. We'll take care of you. You're a child. You're a baby. You can't yield the sword. You can't defeat the enemy. You just watch as a father in heaven will defeat the enemy for you. You will traverse the sea, sing the song of miracles, but ultimately you will realize that it was God who took care of you. And bread similarly will fall from the sky, and that's not so easy. You don't know where your next meal is going to be, but once again, it's a training ground for the real life. And the last war, they actually needed to take the sword to defeat the enemy, because it is so important to realize that while God is always with you, human creativity, human initiative, human input is vital for the success of the Jewish people of Am Yisrael. And so as we stand here at this very moment, as the Jewish people were about to cross over the sea with a sense of gladness and celebration and excitement, realize that life is a process. Hashem wanted to wean the Jewish people off of needing his miraculous and benevolent nature, that we can become independent cyclists of two-wheelers and travel great and vast distances, to be able to defeat the enemy both within us and outside of us in the land of Israel, to realize we are a nation that is called upon to see true virtues, that history has a purpose, that we have meaning to the world that we live in. And at the same time, recognize everything that we have, because our bread comes from the ground, not from the sky, and our water comes, of course, from the heavens in the form of rain, and not from the land like it did in the desert. If we recognize that everything that God provides us, whether it's military victory, food, shelter, clothing, socialization, everything, our community is stronger and better because of it, and we are blessed. But we need to be trained to get to that point next week, to stand under the foot at Sinai and to declare becoming God's nation. We had the small taste, a couple of rules in this week's parsha: dependency on God, becoming self-sufficient, miraculous encounters with food and with water and with our enemy, but ultimately leading to a life of self-sufficiency, yet recognizing that what God provides us ultimately is a bracha, is a blessing. And for that, in the land of Israel, we'll be obligated to recite upon our completion of this sustenance, Berkat HaMazon, recognizing what God gave us is directly involved in his benevolence. Just like he gave us manna in the desert, so too he gives us and provides for us every single day with his divine protection. Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Shabbos.